time for Coffee Talk, and excited to have Bailey Aland, mosaic artist, on the line. Good morning, Bailey.
Good morning. Hi, thanks for having me.
Of course. This is super exciting. You know, I don't think I've ever actually met a real, true blue mosaic artist.
What? That's impossible.
I've dabbled in it when I was teaching art, but I wouldn't say that's my claim to fame. But yeah, so this is super duper exciting. And your work is being featured in the June Teteguch State Park exhibit. So tell us what the show is all about. Do you have a theme going for this one?
Yeah, so my show is called Are We There Yet? So, you know, familiar for a lot of parents out there. They've probably heard that at some point. And it celebrates my favorite places on the way up to my cabin on the Gunflint Trail from St. Paul, Minnesota.
Right.
And so, basically, going way back, my family and I started having trips to the Gunflint Trail when I was very young. And we would go to Bearskin Lodge. And I always thought that it took around 8 hours to get from our house to the Gunflint Trail because we made so many stops.
Oh, okay.
We had so many stops along the way, and we made a point to get out and look at Gooseberry Falls, or to go to Teteguch, or, you know, if there was a random garage sale in Duluth, we would stop. So it's a reflection on my favorite places that I have grown up with over the years, and also the difference of driving when you're a kid versus when you're an adult. Because when you're an adult, it's just like, get there now.
Yep. It is not the journey. It is definitely the destination.
Yeah, so I'm trying to throw back and try to recapture some of that childhood, you know, experience of, like, why not treat life that way, you know? I know it's kind of deep, but, like, why not take every moment of your life and think more about it intentionally? And so that's what my show's all about.
Oh, that's so awesome. And your work, I have not had a chance to get up there yet, but the visitor center is open until 4, and we'll get to more details there in a bit. But haven't had a chance to see your work, but you do have work online, and it is phenomenal. The flowing, there's like so much life to these. And what is your medium of mosaic? Is it glass? Is it ceramic? What's your medium?
Yeah, well, first of all, thank you so much. That was very kind. I use stained glass. So I don't use stained glass like a stained glass window artist would.
Okay.
But I use it more like it's a tile. So if you think about like a bathroom floor or a backsplash in a kitchen, it's applied like that, you know, with grouting involved and all that.
Nice. So you've been doing this for a while. What got you interested, and when did you decide, like, hey, this is my gig, being a mosaic artist?
So I got to give my mom some props because she, I don't want to say that she forced me to try it, but we were at the cabin, and, you know, we had a lot of broken dishes sitting around that we've been saving up over the years. My mom had this grand plan for us to make something out of it. So she kind of cornered me and had this whole situation. She had it all set up, and she was like, all right, we're doing it. We're going to figure out how to do a mosaic. And I was like, ah. You know, I was always artistically inclined, and I just, you know, mosaics didn't seem like something I wanted to pursue. And then, lo and behold, there's something about breaking something and putting it back together that really...
It's very therapeutic, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes. It's so visceral. And in the end, when you're able to put your hand on top of this finished piece that's like completely covering a space, it's very rewarding. And so, yeah, I think I was 17. I was about 30. No, not 30 years. Oh, my God. 17 years. So, like, how old am I?
Wow, and so you got hooked on that. And do you have a studio in St. Paul then?
Well, I have a studio in my extra bedroom, but maybe someday.
Okay.
I do have, you know, my Instagram account and my website, Bailey Ray Mosaics, just kind of across the board. That's, if you Google that, you're going to find me. But yeah, for now, just Teta Gooch is where I'm at. Sometimes I have some stuff in galleries, but I'll have that on my website.
Okay. And you've done some public art. I saw that Dripping Garden. Oh my gosh, that is the coolest thing. Oh my goodness. So is that still on display, or was that short-term exhibit?
Well, it was intended to be long-term, but so it's on the Orpheum, or it was. They ended up taking it down because they're doing some construction on the building.
Okay.
Maybe they'll put it back up. I hope they do. It was a community piece that I led with Bank of America and Hennepin Theater Trust.
Okay.
It was my first, solo, I'm the leader. I'm teaching everybody. I'm designing it and planning it and all that jazz. And, yeah, I was really proud of it. It turned out really well.
Yeah, it was very, very nice. And so you are at Teta Gooch for the whole month of June, and you can. It's in the visitor center, and the visitor center is open at 9 a.m., I believe, until 4. So anytime that's open, listeners can go check it out. And how many pieces do you have up there?
I have 13 pieces.
Nice. And they're pretty nice size, too, aren't they?
Yeah, I have 3 that are larger, and then I have 10 that are all the same frame, same size, 11 by 11 inches.
Okay.
But it fits the space really nicely. And I want to throw a kudos out to Kurt Mead at Teta Gooch. He was the leader of hanging up the pieces and coordinating the shows and really bringing in all of the local artists into that space. And I think it just works so well there.
Excellent. Yes, like I said, they're vibrant and alive, and really does pay homage to the Northland. I don't know, the one I saw on your website with the rolling road, the highway, and then all the beautiful view, and it's such an interesting perspective. Is that one up at Teta Gooch?
Yep, that one's there.
Yay! I need to go see that in person. That's a really, really cool piece. I mean, who would think that a road would just be like, oh my. No, the way you did it, and it's like three-dimensional. It's just a very, very nice piece.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
I like it too.
Well, that's a bonus when you like your end result. You're not too hard on yourself, are you?
No, I don't think so. I give myself some kudos every now and then.
Now, you had said that you have always been artistically inclined. Is there another medium that you work with now, or have you pretty much just settled in mosaic?
I've actually been painting a lot with gouache or tempera paint.
Okay.
It's basically a paint that you probably used it in kindergarten. It's very accessible, but I rediscovered it. My grandma taught me way back to paint watercolor, and then I think it was, TikTok. I saw a bunch of TikTok artists painting with this gouache paint, and it really spoke to me. I was like, wow, the way that they're showing their process, is like, I think I can do that. So I've been dabbling in that, and that's also a really nice outlet for me.
Very cool. Love it. Bailey, I got to let you go, but is there anything you want to share with listeners before we say goodbye?
No, just, get out this summer, go up north, be outside. Remember that time goes quickly and it'll be winter soon.
Right?
So enjoy it.
Right. And I did have a question on, if you have 13 pieces there, how long were you working on this show for it to be up this month?
So 3 of the pieces are kind of like legacy pieces. I've had them for a year or two.
Okay.
And then the 10, I made those kind of rapid fire because I had applied for this show back in 2019.
Oh.
And then, something happened.
Right.
And I kind of, it was put on hold, and so I didn't really focus on it. And I typically make custom pet mosaics. It's kind of my second side gig besides my 9-to-5 job.
Okay.
And so Kurt reached out, I think in February or March, and was like, hey, show's back on. Like, you down for June? And I was like, yes.
Of course I am.
Yeah. So between the end of, I think the beginning of April through May, I made the 10 pieces.
Nice. Right. And you already kind of had the inspiration. You knew where you were going to go with that. So, oh, that's so great. I encourage listeners to go check it out. Besides it being worth the drive, really, really nice pieces, Bailey. I look forward to seeing more of your stuff. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
All righty. You enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.
All righty. Bailey Alland, mosaic artist, and she is up at Teteguch State Park. All of her pieces, her show, through the month of June.